From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. A new audit from the state of Utah found that 911 call transfers are creating dangerous delays. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Across the state, there were more than 110,000 911 call transfers last year. Those mostly happen after a call is routed from a cell phone tower to the wrong jurisdiction. The audit found the median delay per transfer is 60 seconds. National standards say calls should be answered within 20 seconds. Audit supervisor Jake Dinsdale says that delay can be dangerous, like one instance where a family in Park City called for help for their choking child.
Their call was mistakenly routed by a cell phone tower to the Salt Lake Valley.
And there were several more transfers on that call.
All these transfers delayed that response, and the child ultimately didn't make it in that situation.
The audit suggests that local governments and the Utah Communications Authority invest in new technology that helps prevent calls from being transferred to the wrong dispatch center. It also recommends investing in computer systems that allow different dispatch centers to share information about the call without having to transfer it. The authority says it's working on doing that in a cost-efficient way. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Excavation began at Provost Temp View High this weekend as cracks continued to appear in the walls. This could be a sign that the foundation is unstable. In November, Provo residents voted against a bond that would pay to rebuild Temp View at a new location. Principal Fidel Montero wrote in a letter to parents that the district wants to gather information on the building's structural integrity by evaluating the soil and foundation. Caleb Price of Provo City School District says excavating is an important first step.
Up to this point, all of the structural issues that we're seeing are in walls and ceilings and those types of things, but we haven't got down to the foundation to see exactly what might be going on down there.
This project will block off entrances on the southwest side, but students will attend classes in all parts of the school during the project. Students and faculty leaders at the University of Montana are calling for the removal of swastika-like symbols from an historic building there. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, the symbol predates Nazism and can be found all across the West.
They were etched into a historic post office in Reno, Nevada, a granite fountain in Provo, Utah, and a hall at the University of Montana. Most of the symbols are actually mere images of the one used by Nazis. Pete Brown is with the Montana Historical Society and says the symbol is called an aristica. It has its roots in a revivalist form of architecture that swept across the West more than a century ago.
Architects were fascinated with symbols from antiquity and this swastika or aristica, which is a Sanskrit symbol, as I understand it, is sort of goes along with that fascination.
But now student and faculty leaders at the University of Montana say the aristicas need to go. They are urging officials to take them down after someone complained. At least two professors have criticized their removal, arguing that both the aristica and swastika are important Hindu symbols with roots stretching back thousands of years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
A Utah polygamous sect skimmed from federal student aid programs by telling teenagers to leave off their fathers and other sources of income when applying for benefits. The Salt Lake Tribune reports a leader in the Davis County Cooperative Society, also known as the Kingston Group, is accused in the scheme, according to a lawsuit filed in May in Salt Lake City's federal court by Mary and Brian Nelson. The couple has been profiled on the CBS program Whistleblower. And a U.S. Marine killed on a Pacific island during World War II has been reburied in northern Utah decades after Private First Class Robert James Hatch of Woods Cross was killed in 1943. Searchers found his remains and others in a previously unrecorded burial trench in an atoll on the Gilbert Islands. They were later identified by the Defense Department's POW/MIA accounting agency. On Saturday, fellow Marines in dress blues carried the coffin containing Hatch's remains from a hearse to the burial site in the Bountiful City Cemetery. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.